Connect. Here's today's news from National Health Executive on Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. The government has met its target of delivering tests, checks and scans out of 160 community diagnostic centre sites, nearly a year ahead of schedule. According to the latest data, more than 7 million tests have been delivered through these sites across England so far. The CDC programme is backed by the largest cash investment in MRI and CT scanning capacity in NHS history. Further funding for the MRI equipment was announced last month by Jeremy Hunt during his spring budget, where he outlined how 100 AI-powered MRI scanners will benefit 130,000 patients a year. Jane Hamilton is set to step down from her role as chair of NHS Property Services in the summer. Jane will return to her native Australia after 3 years at NHS Property Services and 15 years working in the UK. While working for the NHS, some of Jane's achievements include transformational organisational redesign, a pivot to a customer-centric operating model, and the creation of a new business strategy. She will remain in post until the end of July while the recruitment process for her successor takes place. And new NICE guidance is set to open up a new migraine treatment option for 170,000 people on the NHS in England. The drug Antogipant has been recommended for both chronic and episodic migraines and works by blocking a protein in the head and neck that can cause pain and inflammation. Migraines impact approximately 4.5 million people in England, and the Migraine Trust has previously estimated the cost to the NHS to be £1 billion a year, mainly through GP visits and prescriptions. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.